My butt. Ooh, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Ooh, gimme, gimme, gimme. Your lust. The throttle, the glide. You wanna slip and slide. Ooh, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. And side, real high. You ride. My lust.
I'm new Parichit, Dulnasiaram, Domnilor, Si Domnilor. That was supposed to be Happy New Year, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Sunday, January 6th, 2013, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com, broadcasting to you live from the wintry beaches of Southern California. Playtime with Sandra Radio, broadcast live for your listening pleasure every Sunday evening from 8 p.m. Pacific time via Playtime with Sandra Radio, or sorry, playtimewithsandra.com in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Music Girls Radio. Tonight's episode will feature an interview of King Felix of KingFelixMusic.com. Until then, please enjoy the first song of the evening, which will be Forever in This Moment by Rockstars Volume 4.
Thank you.
song, Forever in This Moment by Rockstars, Volume 4. And for the next song, I'll play, I'll play Miracle by Nonpoint, since we've all made it here to the year 2013. Congratulations, everyone. Here you are, Miracle by Nonpoint, and I'll be right back with you. That was the band Nonpoint with the song Miracle. Alrighty. Oh, let's see. Well, I guess I should start out this evening's episode by saying happy birthday to any Capricorns out there. So it's between December 22nd and January 20th. If that's when your birthday falls, this applies to you. Happy birthday. I haven't had a chance just yet to look over on Nikki Girls Radio to see specific members who may be celebrating at this juncture, but yes, my thoughts are with you. I hope you're getting everything your heart desires. And I have some news all lined up on a couple of different little sheets here, so I'm going to get them together a little bit more. But in the meanwhile, I will play something for you, something nice. Let's see. I'll do Melody by Elif, and I'll be right back with you with some news and tidbits on some kind of radical. Here we go. Melody by Elif. Broadcasting location, nor using my normal devices that I use, but hopefully everybody can hear me just fine. But I did want to look through what we're going to talk about. And then I suppose congratulations to Argentina, Australia, Luxembourg, Rwanda, and South Korea, who have all just joined the United Nations Security Council. And congratulations to everybody. And Clippers beat the Lakers, but they did actually like break their like dynamite winning streak that they had going on, or they beat like they won 17 games in a row, I believe, and then like the 18th one they lost. They didn't beat Boston's record from back in like 89 or something where they had 19 straight wins. But be that as it may, they're doing phenomenally well this year. So that's awesome. That's the Clippers. And let's see. There's other stuff. I gotta move some stuff around here real quick. But check out my erotic stories here. La la la. Or not. Okay. Check out Noise Problems really quick by Tommy Tornado. And then I'll get all this straight and rectified for your oral pleasure. Here you go. That was Tommy Tornado with the song Noise Problems. Yeah. So I just wanted to let everybody know, surprise, surprise, I just created a profile and page on SoundCloud.com. So for those of you who have been tuning in, you may be familiar with the fact that I signed up with Reverb Nation a while back. Just last night I signed up with SoundCloud. And that is in large part due to listening to King Felix and his music. He has so many different platforms where people can listen and tune in to electro groove of dubstep and all this sorts of loveliness. And so I decided, hey, they had a section where I could sign up sort of compile a lot of my new favorite songs or just songs in general that I stumble across that I really like, even at the precise moment in which I find my pleasure. But so I signed up. It's soundcloud.com/playtimewithSandra. So if you're already on there as a musician or just as a fan or as a fellow radio host, hostess, or DJ, Hey, follow me. I'll follow you back. It looks really cool. I like the site a lot. Before we have tonight's interview with Kira Felix, I will play. I'm gonna play one more song, and then I believe I will be having this interview. If not, we'll do some downtime with some erotica, perhaps live even. Stay tuned. But here's the next song, "Tarnished Halo" by Mongrel. Alter ego, Sandrine, an insatiable nymph who captures the hearts and hard-ons of men.
Hello, everyone. You're watching Sandra London TV. Tonight, I'm going to read for you a story which was recently published on everynighterotica.com. It's called The Nym. You're watching Sandra London TV. Okay, here's a brief synopsis. It's an introduction to my alter ego, Sandrine, who is my inner succubus, an insatiable nymph who lavishes in her fixation with sex, stealing the hearts of men, and hiding behind her innocent-looking angel face and textbook smart. Now here's the story. I am undoubtedly shameless and something of a cunt, at least when it comes to sex and men. I've always known that it is in both my best interests and my worst to use the power inherent from birth to wile and beguile and get my way. The strongest power in mankind is that of the woman. For what other reason would woman be here on earth? Physically weaker, smaller, with more delicate sensibilities, other than to balance out the alpha male prototype of strength, size, and a harder sense of reality. But what happens when the mindset of this masculine energy is encompassed and well hidden in a delightful female form? What do men want? Everyone already knows. Girl, sex, tits, pussy, ass, a warm, friendly smile, even the possibility of a promise or glimmer of hope that a woman will look their way and want to be near enough to allow him to smell her essence, her sweat, her perfume, her saliva, her hair, her heat. Well, I want to give it to them. I've been lucky enough to achieve so much, shocking to many. I am young and look even younger. I am youthful, I am smart, I am pretty. But every morning that I awaken, I am not satisfied. I want more. I want men. I want power. It is a hunger with no known cure. I am doomed, and I love it. I play in this life, in this world. I win. I don't lose. I wait. I lie in wait. I lay in wait. This sort of hunger drives me, compels me, beckons me forward into the bright rays of sunshine peeking through in the dawning of the day. It peaks as the day rolls into night. My wings spread in the dark. My legs spread in the face of men, in the sight of a man in a state of lust. I swoon at the glimpse of the raging, throbbing flesh of manhood that likes what it sees. I like that it's me. This hunger is my nourishment. It is present in all things. You see, I have this look, this walk, this body, my eyes, sometimes hazel, sometimes gray, were fashioned after the black cat, notorious in folklore for their dangerous, seductive, and foreboding stare under brooding lids. My walk, my strut, the wiggle in my hips that tells of my extensive years of training in ballet, jazz, modern dance, and more erotic pose. My chest juts forward. My head is held high, exposing my delicacy. My dainty neck, showcasing my supposed vulnerability. My tits, perky, proud pillows, throwing off my otherwise bliss frame. I pretend I don't notice. But sometimes, I really do forget. It is only when I'm awakened from some daydream or intense concentration that I realize how alive, too alive, I am actually being at that moment. Perhaps my nipples have begun to peek out over the top of my bra and is visible even through my blouse in a crowded room or at the dinner table or in some other location which had, until that moment, been absolutely devoid of overt sexual distraction. Or there are times when a simple sigh, after a long day of flitting about, completing this errand or that, in which that sigh sounds more like an orgasm, a whimper, a cat's meow. It is not intentional. It is not forced. It is inherent, ingrained, natural, a nymph in human form, conscious, unconscious. And that's the end. Thank you for tuning in. hope you'll come back. Personally, like,
necessarily define it and differentiate it from other forms of electronic music, aside from there's like a lot more bass. You can like feel it. That would be my, in a nutshell, sort of description. But I mean, it's much more intricate than that, because a lot of techno music has bass, a lot of electronic music has bass. German bass, hello. So, yeah. So I went ahead and wikied it. So, yeah. So I can get a little bit more precision for those who want to know, like, the fine nuances of what dubstep is and this sort of thing. So basically, it originated in South London circa 1998, and it used to play, you know, people started experimenting with different forms of electronic music with two-step and garage music, basically, in South London, in what was it, the Velvet Room in Soho, and then it moved to Plastic People in South London. So there we go. And it became more popular in like 2003, and much more international. And let's see, it's characterized by having overwhelming bass lines, reverberant drum patterns, clip samples, occasional vocals, it incorporates German bass music, has dissonant harmonies, and omnipresent sub bass. So that was what I was talking about. That was my main focus. Of, like, I just remembered the very first time I ever really heard dubstep music was in Santa Barbara, back 2003-2004. And I just feel like my organs like jiggle and groove, like, despite myself, you know, regardless of the music and its quality, like, it's just intense, like, concerts are amazing for this kind of music. But anyways, but it also has like a tempo of 138 to 142 beats per minute, and there's the effect of the wobble bass, so it's an extended bass note that's manipulated rhythmically to make you move, and it sure does. But since its emergence and expansion all throughout the world, a lot of hybrids have developed, like brostep, for example, which is a mix of dubstep and hard metal music. And there's postdub, which gets slower and more experimental. And then a future garage hybrid, which is composed of a fusion of tons of different types of electro bass music. But yes, so King Felix is who I shall be calling up in just a moment here. But just to get you reacquainted with his sound, I will play Touching Basses in just 2 seconds here. And then we will start the interview. But here you go. Voila, there you go. We'll be right back. Yes. That was awesome. That was Touching Bases by King Felix. I'm going to give a call now. And Sir Theodore gave it 2 rousing whoops of approval. So it's always nice to hear, I'm sure. So, yeah, so I'm calling now. Okay, I think they're calling each other at the same time. This is so funny. Okay, hold on. One more time. Jason of King Felix Music. Hello, are you there? Oh no, something has gone awry. I cannot hear a thing. Okay, I'm gonna try to figure this out real quick because, I will be right back. I'm gonna play The Operation by Kuka, and I'll be right back with you.
that was The Operation by Cocoon. Alrighty. This could be like all some sort of like I don't even know what you would call it. Like kismet. I don't know. Who knows? I'm like, yes. We will see. Only a few more minutes. I believe we're both trying to call each other, which is awesome, but like unfortunate because now there's no interview. But perhaps this will still go on. And meanwhile, check out the song "Tell Me Again" by Collabo. And if I haven't heard yet, after that, I will go ahead and do a live reading of something that's something hot. There you go. Here's "Tell Me Again" by Collabo, and I'll be right back with you. And the call-in number, by the way, is 858-815-2333. Once again, it's 858-815-2333. Here you go. Here's "Tell Me Again" by Collabo.
Tell me again. Tell me again. Tell me again. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like me. I got a first-class secretary woman, and she likes me cause I'm so fast. Press the gas, I'm always moving coast to coast. You like that? Like a rabbit in a hat of magic when I throw back. Here to stay, I'm never late for meetings with a paycheck. Take a breath, bite the bullet, get respect, I made that. Lay that down like it was something else, I say that. Spray that like the king, he's tagging like a maniac. Maniac, my head's gonna explode, tell me again. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit. Like me, tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like me.
My name is Kyle Young, I'm sure you've heard about me. KY.com, it's not hard to find me. I walk into a spot and ladies try to meet me. I'm the king, I'm the shit. Now tell me that you love me. Cause I do what I want and I want what I do to be. Full of big bad stars like a movie screen. And if you're new to me, girl, then you will see how I work that magic beautifully. And I can tell by the glow in your retinas that you're sweating cause I'm dope and I'm setting up. So let's get the fuck out of here, rip a joint. I'ma take you home, won't disappoint. Tell me
that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like me. Nod your head, don't be jealous if you like me. Sip another drink, do the dance, take it lightly.
Shake your ass, get real low, like you want me. I can tell that you fell when you saw me.
Mind your head again, don't be jealous if you like me. Take another drink, do the dance, take it lightly.
Shake your ass again, get real low, like you want me. I can tell that you fell when you saw me.
Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like me.
That was
tell me again? Yes. Alas, the show must go on. So what we will do right now is I will do a live reading of Gather Round, Gather Round, and Storytime with Sandra. I will do the heart-shaped box, Welcome to Eden, part one. And I will begin in approximately 2 seconds. Approximately. That's a long 2 seconds. Okay. It's coming. Trust me, darling. Okay. The heart-shaped box. Welcome to Eden, part one. Welcome to Eden, or Eden's Den, rather. Here, you're sure to find something quite heavenly indeed, so long as pussy is your flavor. Pardonnez moi, monsieur, where are my manners? Entrez-vous chez Eden's Den, our hidden, secluded, sightedly illicit, members-only lap-sitting club, tucked away on its industrial lot in Detroit City's most notoriously colorful hotspot. My handcrafted selection of painfully exquisite painted ladies have no need for your pleasantry. My girls know what you're here for, mon amour. Around these parts, we prefer to cut to the chase. Who needs small talk anyway? Were you really going to invite an angel to your latest board meeting, Mr. CFO of? Is it truly an evening of fine dining for which you wish to buy out our beloved cookie, the then third in line mademoiselle at your cookie cutter country club? Bien sûr, I agree. I surely must have misheard. Perhaps you're unaware, but the charmingly cavalier nature of this particular breed of ease you will find here is exactly what has kept the Den in business after all these years. May I be frank? I am more than happy to assure you that we are veritably untouched by the local livestock. Pigs, shall we say? We are, however, frequented by those of the floating world, the most highly esteemed, the almighty whales, naturally. And besides, who would ever want to ruin a sure thing? I am the madam in training of this establishment, monsieur. I send only the creme de biche, the horny, hungry, perpetually hard, ever so eager members of the card-carrying league of the state. Alas, why do you seem so suddenly surprised? The truth is not hurt. In fact, she feels really, really good sugar. Honest. As a matter of fact, the truth likes to whisper. She loves to shout. And for a small, precious fee, the truth can gag upon your silvery spoon, devouring your pearly white goodness. Or allow it to stream slowly all over your cocktail napkin in 2 to 3 minutes flat if you're the impatient type. And most pigs are. Greed. She rolls this hand, but she does not roll the Den. No. That title belongs to the filthiest, kinkiest, most low-down damsel of them all. Our most heavenly duchess, a breathtakingly beautiful bombshell. The greatest mindfucker of all time. The dearest white witch in the history of our city of Détente, Lady Porcelain. Née Tessa de la Cour, our shining angel has risen rather quickly to our top rank due to her inherent powers of seduction and eroticism. Porcelain likes it hard down here on the pleasure strip. She has an endless appetite for men, their money, and the driving, animalistic force beneath their fine linen trousers. I must caution you to be prudent, my love. Lady Porcelain will mindfuck your pocket, your penis, and your belief in your own shadow, relentlessly, until he's gone soft, limp, were empty. Porcelain detests broken men. Nevertheless, her tantalizing cunt has the power to fondle your pockets until it is made abundantly clear to you and everybody else that you're inconsequential. She will have stopped caring. You will cease to exist in her world, in our world. Nothing. A blip. A waste of space. Still, she will continue to smile, peer at you innocently beneath her luscious mink and impossibly long lashes. Purse her Chanel laden lips, flash her sphinx like grin, carefully concealing the genesis of her spoiled, rotten nature. Part her supple, shapely thighs in your direction. Thrust her prize one tick towards your lonely heart. Massage your neck with her perfectly manicured nails. Toss her voluminous blonde tresses about, poison the air that you breathe with sweet scents of jasmine and lavender tea. Lower her sensually seductive lids, shielding her enticingly doe-like fingering eyes. Extend her long, lean legs petulantly, showcasing her dainty feet bound in black. Her trademark bitch, Alexander McQueen stilettos, are her calling cards. The men who worship her have paid dearly since their own. Sir, simply to arrange a proper introduction would require considerably more of your salary than any gift you've ever procured for any other temporary soulmate, or even your wife for that matter. I am afraid our lady may find you pathetic, earnestly awaiting a pity suck. Ah, I see. You are indeed still waiting, I take it. Oh, yes. I am certain that Porcelain is aware of this. That is exactly why she smiles. That is precisely why she giggles ever so coquettishly at your jokes. Did she really lead you to believe you were funny? Damn. She's good. And that is why she's here. Porcelain is our lady in wait, par excellence. Our little diamond devil doll who knows full well that you are quite capable of waiting a very long time. She appears so serene, pleasing to the eyes and ears, naive, indifferent. I know better. When our Duchess decides to strike, you will have never seen it coming. Poor thing. That little Luciferina knows you like the Lord's Prayer. Beware. This is paradise, after all. Welcome to Eden. That is the end of part one of The Heart-Shaped Boss. Welcome to Eden, an erotic short story that I wrote on April 30th, 2011 at 8:30 a.m. Yes. In the meanwhile, I will play a song for you real quick, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And I will play Monster by Prophet 43.
Yeah, I know how you should feel. You should feel afraid, afraid of happy, I really fall silly proud. Should've never fuck with that Ouija board, silly boy. And I call upon for the three chambers of darkness. Danger, the stranger will mainly assault. Cause he lays in the coffin and prays from the heart. They should not play with Satan or Connie. Dancing on graves and praising his army. Smoking his blunts and drinking his water. It is not holy, lonely hoes vomit. In the house of horrors, do ghosts still party? Yes, to the morning, next to the toilet. And in the same night, have sex with them always. Which is what the sickness and the shit is so great. Prophet in the building, bitch, I'm game. Get off my nuts, so overclock home. I don't gotta blaze up, blow so diesel. Wow, I'm Nito. Blow up your submarine with one torpedo. What up, Nico? I was wondering if I could beat one drum for me, bro. I'ma do this shit till I'm 6 feet below. Sleeping on the pillow, I got a big ego. Fly as an ego, ego. Straight off the top of the cerebro. And we know the hero, nothing. I'm Private 43, not Miss Cleo. But I'm gon' kill him, I'm gon' kill him. Live from the cellar, goblins, gorillas. How is he iller when I've been doing this shit since 7? Yeah. Never break my mold or break my records. Don't mistake my flow with these weak ass rappers. You don't put in that work, you ain't getting that ticket. You bullshitting, just kick it. I'm addicted to the sickness and committed to get it. This is more than just rapping, bitches. I live it, I deliver the business. It is musical monster, entrepreneur, operable. I can show you really want to. Raw with the unstoppable, chaperone. I got the zone, the best in town. Tell them bitches, shop around. I got the crown. You thought that was something, well, I'm hotter now. But when the man come around, the only time I'm turned down. But when he leaves, I'm turned so loud. I'm a motherfucking.
That was Monster by Prophet 43. Let's see. Ooh. Oh my goodness. Yes, I'm gonna play. Sir Fyodor is cozying himself like directly behind the small of my back. If that makes sense. Yes, that's too funny. But in the meanwhile, check out Stones by Ray Ozer. And I'll be right back with you. Call in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Stones by Ray Ozer.
You say just a lie because you said.
That was Stone by Ray Lazaric. Alrighty, so we're getting a bit close to the end of tonight's show. However, we're not there just yet. So what I thought I would do is go ahead and share one more of my erotic stories. Only because I can inspire myself to like finally finish writing Annie and the Apple Bottom. It's a story I've had in mind, like, and like, I don't know, the, what did you call it? The premise, all these things, characters, I can see it before me, but I won't sit and like complete it, and that's annoying me. So I'm going to read this last little thing. It's short. It's not as long as Welcome to Eden. It's just a poem. yeah, but hopefully by the next show, I'll be reading Annie and the Apple Bottom for you all. And if you feel like it, I'm involved now. Wrong. Sorry. yeah. Anyway, be that as it may, I will go ahead and do cheers. Where did it go? This is horrible. I'm so sorry. And as well, let me go ahead and just put it out there that I will go ahead and interview King Felix, Basin of King Felix, as soon as possible. So if it happens before next Sunday, I will have it on my personal website, livinggrind.com or tolivinggrindinla.com. So both lead to the same place, and I will post it there if it takes place before next Sunday. But I'll go ahead and read The Lady in the Window here for you real quick. And there you go. So here we go. The Lady in the Window. It was written the day before Halloween, just last year, October 30th, 2012. And here is one more time. All right. Okay. The Lady in the Window. Yeah, she only wants for me. She bleeds bright golden tokens from her standing fifth army. The Lady in the Window. As naked as can be. She's hiding in my box for the whole wide world to see. The Lady in the Window. She is my one and only fan. She sends me soiled sundry. I give her all I can. The Lady in the Window. My broadcast fantasy, and once she hits her goal, it will be then in her and me. Tonight, I'll have her all for me. In my dreams, she's always free. The end. That was The Lady in the Window. October 30th, 2012 at 1:52 a.m. in the morning in Los Angeles, California. That being said, next week, next Sunday, I am set to have my long-awaited interview with Hammerman, Hammer Time, Mr. Sexy Hammer Boy, that cam boy, to put Hammer in the place of Lady. But yes, it was just a indirect shout-out to all cam people out there. So yes, as we bring tonight's show to a close, I wish you all much happiness, love, success, all those things. And keep tuning in every Sunday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard. Oh my goodness, I'm getting a call, and now it just disappeared. It was so wild. Oh! Oh la la. Okay, you know what? I'm going to play a song. I'm going to play a song real quick, and I'm going to see in this between time of this next song here, if we will have this interview after all. It looks like it. It looks like it. So let me see. I'm going to play Sleepy Hit. Or maybe not. Jeez. Okay, hold on, everyone. One moment.
Yellow?
Yellow.
Hey, it's King Felix. Is this Sandra?
Yes, this is Sandra. How are you?
Oh, hey. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Sorry I'm a little late to call in.
Yes, mister. I was going to tell you about that. I'm just kidding. No, no. Yeah. So, what happened?
Oh, I was just, it took me a while to get back. We were out last night, and we were setting up, like, one of my friends was supposed to DJ, and then my roommate got in a car accident, so it's been a kind of an epic day.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's all good now.
But, everybody has all their limbs and all those.
Yeah, everybody's alive, so that's good news. So, and he's full coverage, so it's all good.
Okay, yes, I wish everyone well. Then, yes, so please tell everyone, please share. I'm not sure if you've had a chance to tune in at all this evening. I was sharing like my best possible descriptions of what like dubstep music is, and I'm not sure. I mean, I believe that you would fit into that category just as well as any other dubstep artist. Would you also think that you would fit into other genres as well that I may not be aware of? Because for people that aren't like diehard electronic dance genre fans, like they may not be able to distinguish each from the other. So I just want to hear from you personally. What is your sound to you?
Oh, yeah, I think it's funny, too. There's so many, like, subgenres of electronic music. It's, like, hard to keep track of everything. But we just like writing electronic music, basically. And I think we fall into dubstep or, like, bass music, really.
Uh-huh.
I also like writing a lot of hip-hop because I feel like the subtle whoops are really going towards hip-hop. And so I'm kind of trying to bring that into that realm because I love hip-hop from forever. And so I'm trying to, like, bring that electronic feel into it to keep it alive.
Forever?
You know?
You look like you're 18. What do you mean forever? Let's rewind. Like, what did you start out listening to growing up? Like, what was your favorite music?
You know what's funny is I didn't really get into electronic music until about 2 years ago, which is crazy. Before that, I listened to, like, punk rock. And, like normal music, I guess, like rock. I was like the Beatles and Queen and Pink Floyd when I was little.
Rock? And rock is not normal.
Yeah.
Ask your parents. Just kidding.
And then when I got older, I got into this one band called the Bloody Beetroots, and they were my first electronic band I got into. And they were actually, like, screaming over top of electro and playing live instruments. And so since then, I've always tried to, like, incorporate that in our live shows and everything we do. Because I think that you can do more than just DJ, you know?
Well, are you saying you went to a concert where they were playing? That was your very first experience with them? Or was it
It was kind of like a rave. It was like a club kind of rave. There's Candy Kids and stuff. And,
uh-huh.
But it was super cool because the Bloody Beetroots, like, they incorporate that electronic sound with, like, electronic synths and stuff, but they also sing and have a show. So there's a lot more to do and, like, see with a band that's doing the electronic thing rather than just a DJ. I feel like DJ is more like just, like, housing and having everyone chill and dancing, whereas, like, a stage performance is more like you want to see what they're doing on stage more than just, like, a little mixer. So we always try to, like, bring – I always play synths on stage, and one of my bandmates, Edgar, he plays violin live. He does that.
Ooh.
So it's pretty cool. Yeah, so we have a little bit more of an interesting game, I think, than most electronics.
Definitely. Definitely.
Because
we
make everything.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, we make everything from jamming, by the way, too, because we're all musicians. So it's, like, it's different than how most people make music. We go about it by, like, jamming it out together and, like, writing some cool stuff, and then I, like, organize it into, like, a beat. And then we mastered ourselves. And that's how, like, everyone goes, every song, pretty much, that we produced on King Felix, at least.
Okay. And then, so then, if everyone is pretty much a musician at heart, like a traditional musician, what does everyone play aside from the violin, the guy that plays the violin? What did you learn, and what did everyone else learn?
Oh, I used to do opera, actually. When I first went and entered university, I was into, like, musicals and Broadway. Yeah, it's weird, but
that's
like, what I used to do.
That's awesome.
And so I was kind of, like, classically trained in that, right? And then I got out of that because I really got into acting. And I originally moved to Los Angeles to do, like, comedy stuff because I did improv at, like, Second City and Upright Citizens Brigade. And then I started to get more heavily into electronic music.
Wait.
Yeah, I know. I have a big story.
Yeah. So wait, hold on, back up, because this is totally cool. Like, I want to know more. Wait. Okay.
Yeah.
So, where did you go to school, if you don't mind sharing?
Oh yeah, no problem at all. I originally went to university at San Bernardino, which is the worst place ever, Cal State San Bernardino. But that was just to like get out here to LA. So I got straight A's, and then finally I was able to transfer out to Cal State Northridge. And I'm finishing up my degree in psychology, actually, which is why I do music, but my major is different.
Oh, nice. Do you minor in, like, ethnomusicography or any of those musicology stuff? Like, I think it would be totally interesting to study that, like, the music, like, the effects of different
It's pretty cool to study it. Oh, yeah, no, I agree. I think it's good to study the minor. As your major, it's kind of discouraging because, like, there's a lot in it that has nothing to do with where music's going. It's more like the history of it and the past.
Right.
It's not really quite too current. But I do have my minor in music. I have my minor in theater, my minor in philosophy. So
yeah.
I think it's good to have, like, minors and stuff that you have good interests in. But for I've just picked psychology as a major because I thought it was cool, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like an interesting topic.
Yeah, totally. I think your music reflects what you study. It makes sense to me, especially hearing all this. But when you were doing like acting and things like that, you still pursue that as well?
Oh yeah, I really want to pursue acting, but like you know, if you're a jack of all trades, master of nothing, so I kind of had to pick music for a little bit. So I'm kind of, like, focusing on this and trying to, like, work it out so we can play around the area more. We've played some small shows, but now that we're, like, getting actually, like, to the point where I think we're pretty good, I want to, like, get out more and perform more at bigger venues. We're supposed to be playing
right.
at the Belasco this coming month, by the way.
Okay. Well, yeah, because you're actually based in Los Angeles, right? Like,
yeah, so where you doing,
area.
Right?
Yeah, that's a beach. Yeah, Santa Monica area.
Cool.
Totally.
Oh, I love Santa Monica. That's my favorite place in the world. It's where I want to move.
Oh, you would most likely love it in Santa Monica. I think you'd also like it in Santa Barbara. Like I was telling everyone earlier in the show of how my first experience with dubstep was actually in Santa Barbara. Like a lot of electronic music bands brought like, you know.
Yeah, that's where the Bloody Beetroots basically came
there.
From. Steve Aoki in Santa Barbara. Yeah, that's how I got into it too. Is the Santa Barbara Electronica. That was like a really cool feel.
Did you go to the same one? That'd be so funny. It was like 03 or 04 though. I don't know.
We probably did. We didn't even know.
How funny! Oh my goodness, that's awesome. Okay. Yeah. Okay. To everyone listening in, this is Jason from KingFelixMusic.com. I was actually on SoundCloud for a long time last night, and I was listening to one of your sets that had, like, it was just after, what was it? Oh, I'm trying to write it down. It was just after Hopefully's Nightmare. There was a select set of, like, maybe, like, 48 minutes long or something. And with SoundCloud, I like how they have where you can pick the moment that you like the best in certain songs. And I just found one in there. I don't know how to display that for everyone listening in right now, but I will try to do that on my website, actually, on Living Grind sometime during the week. I'll try to, like, show that and play that part for you all. But, like, how many, albums have you produced together? Has your band changed membership?
We've produced two albums now together. Our first one we did last year in May, and it was just a 3-song EP. And this last one we produced, it's like a 7-song album, and we released it November 11th with a sequence of music videos that we all made from scratch. Me and my other bandmate, Dennis Monregal, we focused on video editing because we wanted to have like videos to go with our album. So we have these like vintage feeling kind of like VHS-y, animated kind of videos to go with our songs for our latest album.
Yeah.
And And most recently we got on Porks Records for this Electro album, so we've been writing a lot of dance tracks for that. And that's supposed to be on Beatport this coming week. So in total, 3 albums. And we're working on our 4th.
Oh, okay. And then how do you feel about mainstream artists that are sort of infusing dubstep into their more recent works, like Britney Spears, Rihanna, these people who can kind of detect the sort of inspiration from your genre?
I think it's great. I love all types of music. I try to stay current and, like, in, you know, a little bit ahead of the game if I can. So I listen to everything, even pop. Like, I'm cool with everything. And I think that it's neat that they're incorporating electronic music and that feeling into it, because it's like, it's where it's going, you know?
Yeah.
I can see, like, some DJs are, like, super against it. And they're like, oh, they're using our underground sound or whatever. But who cares? If it sounds nice, it sounds cool, you know? It's like, I just like a good song for a good song. It doesn't, it, just because it's pop doesn't mean I dislike it at all.
Right. Huh.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little different.
No, it's not a bad thing at all. I mean, you know, what you like is what you like. I kind of agree. I don't really have a set type of music that I just prefer or just absolutely hate. Like, it depends on that particular, you know, string of sounds. I don't know. So I can understand that you do that. Seriously, growing up, when you were little, like, what songs were your absolute favorite? Like, you're just like,
oh,
wow,
what?
I'm going to remember this forever. Like, just growing up, like, either, like...
It was a lot of, I listened to a lot of Queen, actually, and he influenced me a lot, and, like, weirdly, I was in a punk phase, so, like, AFI and him and those kind of bands actually really influenced me when I was young. And I always loved how performance aspect they were. Like, when I used to watch AFI, or I used to watch Queen, like, when I saw him perform Bohemian Rhapsody, just on videos, because, you know, he's long gone by that time. Like, I was so impressed by his performing, and, like, it was always amazing to watch them. Oh, John Lennon, the Beatles, also. Like,
yeah.
I've listened to Beatles since I was super little. Even the Bee Gees, and, like, weird music. But everyone who I've been into has had, like, a really cool performance aspect, and I really think that when a performer's on stage, it's like,
right,
they're like in charge of, like, everyone having a good time. So, like, whenever we perform live, I just want people to have a good time. So that, like, that's my main influence, I guess, that I take from all my childhood music, is the way they make people feel with their music, and the way they make them forget about their crappy daily lives for 5 minutes and just have fun. And that's, like, kind of the goal of King Felix, you know?
That's great. Definitely.
So I hope that answered it. I hope that was okay.
No, you did. Yes, I really liked that answer, actually, because the very first concert I ever saw was a Janet Jackson concert, and it was so amazing with just all the stage props, all the dancers, like, the choreography was so well, like, you know, defined and very well orchestrated. It was amazing. I was like 7, and I could tell, like,
yeah,
it's a good performance. Like, it's just a good show is a good show. Like, everything that comes together with it, you know. So I
forgot about Michael Jackson was up there for me too for performers. He's amazing. Like, no one can beat him. He just, like, makes a whole world for his audience, you know. And
yeah.
I mean, he's weird or whatever, but that doesn't matter, because, like, his performing was so cool. And, like, I don't know. There's a certain, like, dedication to, like, creating a world for your audience. And, like, if you're not 100% committed to it, it comes out, like, funky. So it's, like, I always appreciated watching him and his, like, dedication to it. And, like, it's really cool. I'm not a great dancer,
born entertainer. Yeah.
We actually are going to have a dancer, though, and dancers for our next stuff when we finish our tour, when we actually start up our tour, because I have a friend who's a professional dancer who dances amazing, and we're going to have him do some choreography, because I think it needs to be there.
Wait, him, you need a chick dancer. So if you ever go to, like, any really, like, small venues, smoky, like, what's the password type places, I'll be your chick, I'll dance.
Really? Yeah. That'd be super awesome. I appreciate that. That'd be amazing.
Fun. Yes, yes.
Yeah. That's cool.
And then I guess, let's see, like, as far as you liking opera and Broadway growing up, what was your favorite stage play? I have a few favorites. What was your favorite?
Like play or opera or?
Broadway. Show.
Okay, my favorite Broadway musical is actually Rent. Because Jonathan Larson was just awesome. He changed the game, and it's not all about, like, weird old musicals anymore. It's like there's a lot of rock musicals and cool things. Also, like, the Book of Mormon, that musical is amazing. That is genius.
Yeah.
As far as operas go, it's weird. I don't know. There's a lot of them, but I can't really pick and choose from them. They're different. But I think it was called La Boheme. That's my favorite opera. Is La Boheme. And that's basically the story of Rent.
Well, yeah, I actually saw that as a ballet by a Russian, it was like Tchaikovsky ballet doing La Boheme. It was like, oh my goodness, like Russian subtitles during the ballet. It was weird. This is in Paris, mind you. But yeah, I like La Boheme.
Oh no, I like ballet actually as well. I sometimes go to like fine art shows like that and just like go to appreciate it.
Oh my
gosh,
you're my new best friend. This is awesome. I like this. Cool. And your friends are okay from the car accident. I'm like,
yeah, no, they're totally cool. Edgar's G, he's good. His hands are still okay for violin. He didn't get hurt. No one got hurt. It was just like, I don't know. It was just silly. You know how car accidents can go. But I mean, My car's still good, though, thank God.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
But is there anything else? Because this is cool, by the way. I appreciate the interview.
Yeah, I just feel like I feel free to tell me about your dreams and goals for Kim Felix music, a year from now. 5 years from now, whatever, like what would make you happiest, to keep everything as exactly as it is, or to go even bigger and beyond, or what's your ultimate goal?
The goal for King Felix is like, we have other like aliases for other stuff. I can't really talk about those, but like for King Felix, it's like the goal is, I think, to just, I mean, I want to perform everywhere in the world, but my actual goal is to like wake people up. I just like want people to realize that they're their own savior and that the world can change. Like, I'm not, it sounds crazy, but I'm like that guy who wants to change the world to make it a better place. And I feel like if I was a politician or if I was involved in anything like that, I would become like skewed by that realm of thought. And I can't really change the world in that aspect. So I'm using music and art and acting to like help people realize that they're their own savior, that they can be happy if they want to, you know, and that we can actually change the world to make a better place. Sounds crazy and cheesy, but like that's the ultimate goal.
No, it doesn't sound cheesy at all. It sounds very humanist. I like it. I like it a lot. I was actually telling a very good friend of mine, I was like, I'm going to design my own religion. Wow, that's going to be awesome. It's going to be based on like very passionate creation, creativity, innovation, and like, you know, intellectual curiosity, and just following your own rational, good natured will, basically. I don't know. So I can totally dig it. I think it's awesome.
The
world
cool.
is still around you just by your very own being and presence of like exuding positivity. And happy.
Oh yeah, no, I love making music. It makes me just feel like, it makes me feel whole. And like, even if no one listens to our music, I will. Like I love making beats. It's going good. We have a pretty big growing fan base, and it's coming along well. I mean, I work super hard at music, and so do my bandmates. Like, I wake up, personally, I wake up every day and then work music until I pass out about like 28 to 48 hours later and then do it all again the next day. And I love it. It just makes me feel whole. And I just like use music for, I don't know, it's like my expression that goes beyond what words can possibly describe, I guess.
I think that's really funny because all of you musicians more or less are like the same in that way. Like I'm all, okay, so what's your favorite movie? Oh, I don't watch any movies. Okay, what do you do for fun? Oh, maybe fun. I'm already living it. Like my music, I don't go. Where am I gonna go this time or that? I'm gonna put on my music. Like it's so like consistent amongst all. Pretty much all the musicians I've spoken with, that their life, they live and breathe music, that is fun, and they live fun by doing it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's cool, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that, totally. Where I want musically for us to go, I'm always willing to adapt with the times and the change for music. Like, I'm not always going to be like, we have to always sound exactly like this, like King Felix. Like, I'm always willing to, like, I like to see the current trends in music and, like, look a little bit ahead and try to write music that people will listen to and that I like that has our own flavor with it, you know? It's not, like, exactly, like, stereotypical, like, trap. If we write trap, we'll put our little King Felix spin on it, you know? But I think it's good to discover new musical genres and, like, move along with the times. I think it's important for artists to do. And sometimes people have their certain sound, and they'll, like, sound, like, really vintage. Like, there's a band called Warpaint I like a lot. But they sound like they're, like, vintage, kind of. And that's, like, their thing. But for me, I just always want to adapt, at least with King Felix, like, keep up with the times as much as I can.
Right. Well, there you go. I think the music's fantastic. It's awesome. It's great. If you're ever going to be doing a show in the Santa Monica area, definitely let me know.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to have you dance if you're down. That would be cool. I'll hold you to that.
Yeah, totally. Okay. There we go. Totally. It's kind of fun. Okay. And then do you have a favorite movie or favorite couple movies of all time? Anything like this?
Oh, my favorite movie?
Yeah. Random.
It's Forrest Gump. I know it's super weird, but it's Forrest Gump. It's my favorite movie of all time. I don't know. Every time I watch it, it's a little bit different. Interesting film. Yeah, I know. It's a weird film to have as my favorite one, but it's Forrest Gump. It's like the greatest comedy ever written as well as the most serious film. And are you there?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm not going to hang up for that. That's a great movie.
Oh, no. You're like, you like Forrest Gump hanging up. No.
No, this would not happen. No. That's cool. My he's a great actor. Nothing wrong.
But what's your favorite film, by the way, of all time?
Shawshank.
Shawshank Redemption is amazing. I could listen to Morgan Freeman read the dictionary. That guy's the coolest voice.
Yeah,
Shawshank's up there for me. That's one of my favorite movies too. Good choice.
Yeah, well, thank you. Okay, and then do you have any favorite like books of all time, even if they're comic books? Cool.
King Felix is actually from a book. King Felix is from a book called Valis by Philip K. Dick, and it's the words to unlock consciousness within us. And it's like, it's basically like to awaken. That's what it means. Or to be fruit, like king and Felix means to be like, it means like, you know how it says, I'm just going to quote something weird. I know it's in the Bible. It's like to go and be fruitful, basically. And it means like, at least be successful or like to replicate, you know, to reproduce, basically. But it means basically like the whole purpose of the universe. And like, I mean, I'm not all religious-y weird, but I just like, it was like a cool little phrase that we found in the book for King, and then we thought we would use it for it. I like reading all sorts of like different science fiction kind of stuff. I like, my favorite book is this book called Age of Spiritual Machines by Ray Kurzweil.
Okay, I'm going to have to write that down in a minute. But okay, my recommendation for you is like A Spell for a Chameleon, Tears Anthony. One of my favorite, like fantasy.
Can you give that to me again? I want to write that down really quick.
Yes. A Spell for a Chameleon. And it's by Piers Anthony. He's one of the greatest fantasy authors in Boston.
Sweet. Yeah, no, I just wrote it down. No, I'll check it out for sure. I always like to check out new books, and that's going to be cool. Thank you. I appreciate that, by the way.
Yeah, definitely. Everybody tuning in, this is Jason from King Felix, kingfelixmusic.com. You can listen to more at kingfelixmusic.com, at kingfelix.bandcamp.com, on Facebook, facebook.com/kingfelixmusic, youtube.com/kingfelixmusic. And if you forget all of that, then go to Twitter and search King Felix Music, and that will probably show you everything. But yeah, there you are. The music's awesome. It's great. A lot of the stuff I listen to, it just like made me very, very happy. I don't know. I'm just sitting there, kind of thoughts in my head, whatever. Like, music definitely has a powerful impact and effect on people, depending on what they like and what they're into. Different music can move them emotionally, physically, all kinds of stuff. And like, yeah, I definitely got moved a bit last night. Thrilled. It was fun. I like the music a lot. So I hope everyone checks it out and gives it a go. And I wish you a lot of success. And yes, you may give me a call if you need a lady dancer for one of your concerts.
I'm going to hit you up on that. I'm actually stoked about that. That'd be super cool. I'll toss a few more mixes down this week. We've been writing a few songs, so I'll throw them on your radio soon. And if you ever need a DJ or anything, I can DJ on the fly. So just let me know.
Woo-hoo. Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, definitely. For sure.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Have a good night. Thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you so much. I'm glad your friends are doing all well. So,
all right. Peace out.
Good night.
How do I end it?
There we go. All righty. So that was Jason of King Felix. Check out more at kingfelixmusic.com. The music is definitely awesome. I hope you had a great time listening to the interview. And I will see everyone, or speak with everyone at least, next Sunday at 8 p.m. Pacific time. So sleep well, sleep tight, and enjoy this very last song. Thanks a lot.
Everything is going to be and everything is going to be. Thank you.
you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Ao seu lado.